this is perfect. Yeah, where you're standing is perfect.
Testing. So we're going to be starting in the next minute. So if you're staying for the next talk, please sit down and get cozy. And if you're not staying, please leave the room. Okay. So the next session, we have Dan Jay. Yeah, Director of Operations at the Erlang Ecosystem Foundation and Chair of the Sponsorship Working Group. This session is practical, focused on building your funding toolkit. And the question that motivates this session is, how can developers make the chore of fundraising easier? And with that, I'll leave it to you. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Very good. Okay, good afternoon. So thanks for the introduction. I'm Dan Janowski. So what I'm going to be talking about today is just some concrete things that you can do in your projects that will make fundraising a little bit easier. I'm not really going to go into how to fundraise because that's a whole other topic, but these are sort of the boilerplate things that I think a project needs to have so that when funders look at your project, they have an idea of what you're all about. Okay. This QR code is actually a link to this presentation, which is currently published. If you want to follow along, you can. But there are a lot of links in here to resources, and this way you don't have to take any pictures or scribble anything down. The QR code will be up at the end as well, so no panics. Okay. So just a few words about the Erlang Ecosystem Foundation. So we support the Erlang ecosystem. We're about 7 years old, and we show up in regulatory and tech forums. We work with other larger foundations to raise funds for our community, to support projects, outreach, events, and so forth. And we mostly focus on the health and sustainability of Erlang, its languages and community. So my background, I started my work with the foundation about a year ago after 10 years of work with Elixir. I saw that there was a greater purpose, and so I've been working to help make the ecosystem more sustainable. I tend toward advocacy, so I will try not to get on any soapboxes, but I've been involved in grassroots politics as well and advocate for renewable energy. So just a little bit about Erlang. Some of you probably never heard of it. I'll make this brief. It's just a different approach to problem solving that uses processes as the fundamental building block, which leads to very different kinds of answers to problems that we try to solve. It's also great for building languages. So Elixir is one of our largest, and we have a newcomer called Gleam. Okay, so things I will not cover. Why should open source be funded? I presume that everyone sort of has an idea of why. We know from the previous presentation that the value cycle is disconnected. And I'll make just a brief comment about that. I think that there's a fundamental disconnect between the way the way capital works and the way open source works, where open source is really a social act, and capital doesn't understand that. It only understands return on investment. And this creates this fundamental disconnect, which I don't believe has actually been solved. I think that government and non-government agencies actually provide the best sort of middle ground, where it's not about return on investment in the same way that commercial interests provide or looking for. So there's a bunch of different groups of possible funders. This is in my experience. So people who would fund but are just too lazy to show up. People who want things, and then there are people who just don't get it. Okay. So here are some basic funding elements. So obviously you have finding funders, which There are lots of different ways. It depends on the size of your project as well, what kinds of things you might qualify for. There's receiving and managing the funds, which is actually one of the things that open source projects, especially small ones, are really not set up to do. So we talk a lot about how to raise funds. We won't really talk about how to like operationally handle the responsibility and the disbursement and the management of those things. But I'm going to mostly focus on these three bolded things, which is basically describing what's going to be funded, making sure that you have visibility, so that's transparency and history, to basically build credibility. That's really what this is all about. It's someone shows up, they want to see, what is this project all about? Is it alive? Does it have a heartbeat? Does it have the kinds of things that give me confidence that if I put money into it, that money is going to go to some good? Okay, so basics on finding funding. So obviously there are direct sources. Most of you have probably heard of those, as well as grants. There are many organizations that are potentially grant providers.